Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the LaCrolla Working Group call, CCTLDS, on Thursday, the 7th of August, 2014, at 2200 UTC. On the call today, we have Aida Nobla, Sergio Salinas Porto, and Ron Sherwood. We have apologies from Jacqueline Morris, Dev Anand Tiluxing. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, Kathy Schmidt, and myself, Terry Agnew. Our interpreters today are Sabrina and Paula. I would also like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Sergio.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you, Terry. Hello, everyone. Welcome. We have several items to be discussed during this call or on this call. I believe that two items, or the items are the analysis of the listing of questions to the various NICs for the map of CCTLDs that we want to prepare in LaCrolla. If you will, this is not a physical map, but rather a social map showing how the CCTLDs in our region are working, and also we will be focusing on a document that was recently published. The document has to do with ICANN telling a U.S. court that CCTLDs are not property, and therefore they cannot be seized or attacked. And ICANN filed a motion to quash in that lawsuit. I will ask our interpreters to read this document. It is a brief document. It's on the website. And I believe that there are some differences in terms of translation. That's why I want to have an accurate version or reading. So with that, I would move on to item number two on our agenda, that is the developments so far or the updates. In prior months, we started a questionnaire. We started working on a questionnaire that excuse me for a minute. So, as I was saying, we started working on this listing of questions to the various NICs. We had prepared a draft document, and my intent was for us to correct or edit that document. I am going to be circulating or sharing some suggested changes that we could include in this listing of questions so that we can reach our objective. I believe that Ron Sherwood is on the call, so we give him a warm welcome. We are very pleased to have him participating in the group. But so far, there's only two of us from the original or initial group on the call. So I would like to see if we are in agreement regarding these questions or whether any changes need to be introduced or made. With that, I am going to be reading out a list of questions. Please bear with me for a minute while I look for this list. Aida, you don't happen to have the questions handy or convenient, do you? This is Aida speaking. No. This is Sergio speaking. Sylvia, if you could please help me look for these questions or find these questions on the wiki. This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, of course. I'll look for them right away. Sergio speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. This is Sylvia speaking. Sergio, I'm looking for the questions. Aida speaking. Can you hear me? Sergio speaking? Yes, go ahead, please, Aida. Aida speaking. I have a Word file. Now, there was an initial draft of this questionnaire that was later on modified. I thought that we had finalized it. But you said that some questions need to be finalized, and then, Sergio, you say that we haven't completed the questions, so I may read them out loud. Sergio speaking now. Let me check the links that Sylvia has just posted in the AC room. Sylvia speaking. I have posted links to two sets of documents. First, some comments posted by Aida, and then some comments that you posted, Sergio. Sergio speaking. Yes, but we're missing a list of questions that we had prepared, and Aida has them convenient or handy. So, Aida, can you please start reading out the questions? Sergio speaking. Okay, Aida. So, please, start reading the questions, and we will start working on them on an individual basis, analyzing them one by one. I will focus on the corrections or edits that I have made, and we will try to agree on whether we leave things as they are or whether we introduce any further changes. Aida speaking, can you hear me? Sergio speaking, yes, Aida, go ahead, please. Aida speaking. Okay, this is... I mean, I have the aggregated questionnaire. First of all, local laws that are the framework for domain names and numbers within or in a country. Sergio speaking. Okay, but I made a change, Aida, and I wrote, what are the local laws that give the legal framework to the registration of domain names and numbers in a country? So, I'm going to post this in the Adobe Connect room, but what I wanted to say is, what are the local laws that give the legal framework to the registration of names and numbers, sorry, domain names and numbers in a country or within a country? Sergio speaking again. I am posting my questions or comments in the Adobe Connect room. And in any event, I am sending this, I am emailing this to everyone as I speak. Aida Novlia speaking, perfect. So I will continue reading. So when was the CCTLD created? In what year was the CCTLD created? Sergio speaking, yes. But before that, I wanted to know whether there are any supplementary laws. Because surely there are main laws and there are supplementary laws. So in the questionnaire, I included an item that focuses on any supplementary laws or supplementary legislation. And after that, yes, of course, we focus on the year since or in which the CCTLD started operating. Aida speaking, what do you mean when you say supplementary laws? Sergio speaking. If there is any law or any piece of legislation that may replace any existing law or legislation or any legislation that is in force. For instance, I have a certain law enacted, but then that law is amended. So we need to know the origin of that law and then need to know the current status. Aida speaking. Okay, so that's a different topic. So we need to focus on laws that are in force and prior laws. So we need to focus on whether laws or the legislation is in force. Now, if you want to have the history of the legislation, okay, I agree with that. So we need to focus on current or incumbent legislation, legislation in force, and prior legislation. Okay, let me continue then. So how long has the CCTLD been in operation? What was the year in which the CCTLD was created? Sergio speaking. Yes, but isn't there a question that says when was the NIC created? How long has the NIC been in operation? Aida speaking, I don't have that question. Sergio speaking, oh, you don't? Okay. Okay, so I have, Sergio speaking, so I have just posted the question in the Adobe Connect room. How long has the NIC been in operation in the country? I mean, the year of creation. Aida speaking, which GTLDs are linked or connected to these CCTLDs? Which is the CCTLD operator or administrator in your country? Sergio speaking, yes. And I changed that question and I rephrased it as follows. Who manages the CCTLD in your country? Is it a private entity, a public entity, or a combination of private and public entity, a mix of both? Aida speaking, who is in charge of the administration of the administration of the CCTLD? Sergio speaking, I thought about the following. And this is not my own idea. I borrowed it from some other source in relation to this ongoing work. And the question is it outsourced? If it is outsourced, is it only the administrative function that is outsourced, or is it the technical function, or is the technical function outsourced as well? Aida speaking. Okay, so you are posting, what are you posting? Sergio speaking, I am posting my own edits, my own comments, so that then we can change or modify everything. Aida speaking, but where do I insert your proposals, your changes? Sergio speaking, for instance, you spoke about incumbent legislation, legislation currently in force, and prior legislation. Aida speaking, yes, but my point is that I am not incorporating your proposed changes as I read the document. Sergio speaking, well, but I am doing that. Right now, I am just posting my proposed changes in the Adobe Connect room, but at the end of this process, I will be sending the new document, the updated document. Aida speaking. Ah, okay. So who is in charge of the CCTLD administration in your country? Is that outsourced? If that is done by a university, is it a public university, a private university? Sergio speaking. Excuse me, Aida. My proposed version is if the CCTLD manager is a university, please specify whether the university is a private one or a public one. Aida speaking, yes, of course, we are working on changing the document, right? Sergio speaking, exactly, that's why I am proposing these changes. Aida speaking, how many domain names are currently registered? Sergio speaking. Okay. Aida speaking. How many business or commercial domain names are registered? How many domain names are related to the field of education? How many are related to the field of health or health services? How many of them are private? How many of them are public? How many professional firms are also registered? What are the industries or fields of action that these CCTLDs belong to? How many of them are provincial or represent provinces or states in which your country is divided or organized? Sergio speaking. Oh, Aida, I don't have that part of the questionnaire, and I think it's really interesting. Could you please post that on the wiki? That is the item that has to do with provinces or states. Aida speaking. Yes, of course, I can post what I am reading out right now. Sergio speaking. Yes, I understand. What I'm asking is the following. Can you please post that specific part that deals with provinces or states? Interpreters, apologize, we have speakers overlapping on the Spanish channel. Aida speaking. So, how many domain names were there in prior years or were registered in prior years? Sergio speaking. Excuse me, Aida, if you can copy and paste what you're reading, please copy and paste the specific item that deals with states and provinces. Aida speaking. Oh, just that one. Sergio speaking. Yes, exactly, just that one.
Aida speaking. I'm not sure where I have to post it, but or to paste it, but I think I will find the place. Is it okay like this? If you want, I can paste everything. Sergio speaking. No, I haven't seen it yet. I cannot see it. Aida speaking. You can't? Sergio speaking. Silvia, can you see it? Silvia speaking. No. Sergio speaking. Yes, now we can see it. You can go on, Aida. Aida speaking. How many domain names existed in previous years, and where are they distributed in the same way initially? Sergio speaking, or Aida speaking. Commercial, professional, university, any other piece of information? Sergio speaking. Aida, I'm sorry, I included the following. When we finished with the items of the attached or the posted CCTLDs, I decided to include some other statistics because probably there may be some other statistics regarding distribution or administration of CCTLDs, and it would be interesting to know that information. So after that list, I included this question. Can you offer some other statistics? And immediately after that, I included a line saying, can you provide statistical information about growth year after year in terms of numbers of CCTLDs in order to have an idea of the development of CCTLDs in the region? This is what I suggested, so I can post it here on the chat room so that you can see it. Aida speaking. Yes, there was something similar here. In addition to what I read before, it says, what is the projection? What is the forecast? Perhaps this is a result of the exchange that we had. What is the forecast growth for next year? And perhaps we are referring to the same, but it's a different phrasing. Sergio speaking. No. Aida, what I have here is the following. I don't know if the interpreters can explain that one is Aida and the other one is Sergio, because we have forgotten to mention our names throughout this dialogue. But I have just posted something that reflects the growth process of a CCTLD within a country. But then, I believe it would be interesting also to identify how such growth also connects to a growth matrix. And this has to do with what are the plans for the CCTLD in order to find its place in the market. So we are talking about the growth forecast for the next year and for the next 5 years. And this has to do more with making some provisions or with making some considerations on the part of the CCTLD operator for diversification, so that CCTLD can propagate itself. Aida speaking. I agree. Sergio speaking. So that forecast will come hand in hand with the statistics about the growth process. Aida speaking. Shall I go on? Sergio speaking. Eric is also asking for the floor, I think. Eric, if you want, you can take the floor. I don't know if you have the chance to do that. We are not comparing CCTLDs. We are not trying to do that. We don't want to compare. We just want to see what is the growth in the country. We are not interested in that comparison. It was not our intention to compare these CCTLDs because they may have gone through different growth processes. So we are not trying to compare them, not at all. You may participate if you want. I hadn't realized that you were there. Perfect. So, Aida, can you continue, please? Aida speaking. Okay. Is there a payment in exchange for the release of the domain? How much is that payment for? Has it increased? What is the frequency of that payment, and how much has it increased? Is the state also paying for the domain? Sergio speaking, okay. Aida speaking. Is it economically affordable for the general population, or is it too expensive? Names of the persons responsible for the NIC. Contact email address, phone number, and email for information for the CCTLD users and the associated GTLDs. Does the person in the administration firm have a stable and fixed position, and for how long? Is there a dispute settlement mechanism for dealing with controversies and conflicts with CCTLDs? Which is the relevant jurisdiction and the relevant and the applicable legislation? Criteria, reasons why, rationale. Here, between brackets, I have private international law. And then I have something that says add DEVS suggestions. So that is a note that I took. Sergio speaking. All right. I think that we have everything there. Eric. The idea is to try to reach out to those responsible for the CCTLD society in Latin America you have answered many questions, and I know those answers, but actually we need to have some figures provided by those in charge of the NICS. So we intend to prepare a map of CCTLDs. And I agree with what you say. I understand, Eric. But we are here proposing a different approach, and it has to do with Lacrallo coming closer together with each of the NICs. And that is our intention, and that is also part of our effort to come up with a map that will contain things that are of interest, not only... Why are you saying that, Eric? I don't understand what you are referring to when you say that we are going to stigmatize them. We are not chasing anyone. So I would like you to take the floor to speak into the microphone, because actually I'm speaking alone, so perhaps it would be better if we could have a dialogue. So, let's move on. Now we can post, we can upload these questions on the wiki for our colleagues to review them and to see if there are any suggested changes to the listing that we have come up with. That would be the first step. The second step, go ahead, Eric. You have the floor. Speaking. We cannot hear you, Eric. It's a pity, because actually, Eric, your contributions are really valuable, and it's always nice to listen to everybody's views. So please don't harass me with all these phrases that you are writing here in the chat room. No, but I'm not trying to convince you. I just have to say things as they are. Aida, are you raising your hand, or? Aida speaking for the record. I found a listing that is has some other additions. Sergio speaking. Yes, because I recall Ed making some other proposals. Aida speaking. Yes, this is the result of the work that we did previously, and then we stopped there. Sergio speaking. I had an initial approach with people from nic.ar, and we had a new management, so we had to explain what Lacrallo is about, what at large means, what ALAC means, and how the users can participate in these structures, because they weren't aware of that. They were considering some specific activities, and they didn't fully understand how they could participate in those activities. So I told them about our experience, and I promised that I would come back Because initially I had shared with them the idea of this form of these listeners' questions, and they liked that idea. They said that they would reply to all the questions, but I think that first we need to finalize it. We need to make sure that it is properly done. So then we can talk to them. We can talk also with people who are in LAC TLD. And I think that we can do a lot of good things. Eric is saying that the proposal is there is scattered information. We can group and collect all that information and see what we are missing. For sources, one, latinamerican.icon.org, two, ALAC, the Governance Internet Group, three, CITEL with Mesano's report, and four, the LAC-TLD public information. Yes, Eric, I agree, but I don't know. I'm not aware of that. There may be problems. Let me read what Eric is writing here. Otherwise, you won't understand. How can you come closer to the CCTLDs if several members of this community are only focusing on having a fight with the CCTLD? How do you expect them to reply to your questions? I believe that LACRALO is a set of associations and not one organization, a single organization in itself. So I think that LACRALO is something different. We are approaching them as LACRALO, not as an association. So we are interested in coming closer to them, starting to share some information, come up with a map with a number of the items that would be of interest for the users. And I'm sure that CITEL and other organizations may also find interesting some specific data as part of those questions. So perhaps we can also think about other items that we are not considering right now. And yes, information is scattered, so perhaps it is a good idea to collect or to bring all that information together. So we have to see what we can get and what we already have. And if we put all these pieces together, I think that we can get to a very good product, a very good output. The experience in my country was what I said before. They weren't aware of LACRALO or ALAC. They didn't know what these structures were, and we were able to approach the CCTLD as an organization. We had an initial approach, and I think that now we have opened a door, because now they are aware of what we do, of the development in the region, and especially from the point of view of users, and I think that is really important. If you agree, now that there are three of us participating here in this call, I would take note of Eric's proposal, and I would also include all the information that latinamerican.org has, because I think that we have that information, CITEL, and the public information for LAC-TLD. So if we can bring all these three things together, we will establish a solid foundation for the preparation of this map. At the same time, please bear with me, because I'm sharing something with Sylvia. I'm sharing the action items that I have just mentioned. So that they can be posted. Yes, Aida, now I will give you the floor. You have the floor, Aida. Aida speaking. first, let me say that in the wiki there were a number of addresses that had been added. We have the lab TLD. I think that Eric's idea is really good. We need to bring together the information. There are several addresses that I had in, originally posted there, and I can see them now on the wiki. LAC TLD is one of them, but I think there are seven of them. And we need to get all this information together because this was one of our initial objectives in the group. And at the same time, we may consider what comes first, what comes next, but I think that we can pursue both things together. With .UY, I also had some preliminary contacts, and they were expecting the questionnaires. When I thought that the questionnaire was going to be ready, I promised that I would send it to them, but later on I realized that we still had to finalize some details, so I told them that we still have to do some work on it. But this person that I had that contact with is a person who has some knowledge about ICANN and the rest. So I think it would be just a matter of forwarding those questions as soon as we have them ready. And if there are any questions on their part, then we can look into that. So perhaps I can share these questions with that person. The person can start providing answers to that to those questions, and at the same time, we can start reviewing the documentation that I think that we had at some time. And Eric's proposal is really interesting because that was one of our initial objectives, to gather information. That would be all. Sergio speaking. Thank you, Aida. Eric, I need to ask you a question. And I don't know if you can answer it because we can't hear you. Can you take the floor? Can you speak into the microphone or are you still disconnected? Okay, I'm sorry. So let me move on to the next item. Then we have the document for which I sent you the link. I wanted the interpreters to read it because I believed there were some differences between the Spanish and the English versions. So let's see if we can read them. If they can read it, so that we can work on that. Is that possible, Sabrina or Paula? Silvia speaking, yes, I send them the link with information so that they can read it up.
Hello, is anything being said?
Hi, Ron. It's Terry from staff. Right now, the interpreters are just interpreting that page in Spanish, so that's why we're not hearing it.
I see. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sergio speaking.
I see that we have two knowledgeable people on the call. One of them is Eric, one of them is Ron Sherwood. So I don't know if Ron or Eric have any comment about this document posted by ICANN. I don't know if...
Hi, this is Ron. Hello, this is Ron.
Sergio speaking. Yes, Ron, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Well, thank you. I don't know that I need the floor. I am here as an observer, and I'm very interested in the meeting today, and I have a fine translator working for me so that I can understand it in English. I do not have any Spanish, I'm afraid. I do have the document in front of me in English, but I haven't had an opportunity to read it and comment on it. So please forgive me that I do not have much to offer at this point, but I'm very interested in the meeting, and it will be valuable when I'm working with my two partners as we put together the methodology for bringing CCs and the ALSs together. I had no idea that you had gone this far and that you had so many questions, but I will respond once I've had an opportunity to understand what it is that you're looking for, if I can provide some answers.
Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Ron, and it's a pleasure to have you joining the call in the afternoon or evening. I don't know where in the world you are right now, but it's really interesting to have you on the call, and it's really interesting for us to be working together now and in the future. So, Eric has shared some material that is very, very interesting. It's one line or so, and he was very precise. He says, there are property rights over a domain and over a TLD. So I was wondering, what happens, or what about the state, the government, when they are the administrators of the CCTLDs? Do they, or are they entitled to more, or do they believe that they are entitled to more? This is Saida speaking, for the record. I had read the document in Spanish, the text in Spanish, and the attachment is a legal procedure. So, in our legislation, when we speak about attachment or attaching or seizing goods, well, property may be attached according to European continental law, which of course is not the same as the Anglo-American law. But I believe that the judicial resolution is a very good one, because property rights are rights that we exercise over property, physical or not. So in order for something to be considered property, it needs to have a certain value, and it needs to be traded, or it needs to have that capability. So there is, of course, plenty of regulation included in the different codes regarding property. This supposedly might be considered intellectual property, but it is not, because it cannot be traded, because it's not a type of property that has a value per se. So this is a way of thinking about a certain country that is being individualized by means of that name. So the country cannot sell its name, and therefore cannot sell its domain name. Uruguay cannot sell UY. It's the same as your ID or identity card number. You as an individual have an ID, and that ID cannot be sold or traded. So in that regard, I believe that the document is very brief, but I fully share the position in that document. This is what I can say right now, because it would be equivalent to selling your name or selling your capacity as an individual. I cannot sell my own name, Sergio speaking. Thank you, Aida, for your contribution. I will now give the floor to Ron, but before that, I would like to read Eric's comments on the chat. He says that a domain name is a legal property granted by means of a contract, and we have the right of possession over that property, and every holder is or has propriety or property rights over that domain. So this means that a property right is created over that property. The TLD administrator, be it a CCTLD or a DTLD, is linked to ICANN by means of a contract, which makes that administrator the holder, the immediate holder of that TLD, and it is subject to applicable legislation and legal venue that, according to the contract, is the legal venue of California in most cases, because that is where ICANN has been set up as an organization. So if CCTLD is auctioned or transferred, then wouldn't that mean the existence of something? With that, Ron, I give you the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. I think maybe I can shed the ICANN, some light on the ICANN perspective here. All ICANN deals with is the names and numbers, the IP addresses in the DNS. That's the domain name system. Now, an address, like a telephone number, for example, you cannot own a telephone number. You cannot sell a telephone number. It belongs to the organization that controls those numbers. And ICANN controls all IP addresses and the names that go with those addresses. And they cannot be sold to anybody else. Your corporation can be sold. And if your corporation is renting that name from ICANN or from a registrar for ICANN names and numbers, then that's a different issue. But the number itself, the IP address itself that the computers use to connect your name to the internet, does not belong to anybody ever. They're never purchased, they are rented, they are assigned, they are licensed, but they are not property. And ICANN, of course, is maintaining that they are not property. They do not belong to anybody. Therefore, they cannot be seized as such. Even though a corporation that has the right to use that property may be seized, to use that number, the IP address itself cannot be. And that's ICANN's position, and I think it's very reasonable. Thank you.
Sergio speaking. Thank you, Ron, for your contribution. We have come to the end of the time allotted for this call. We just have 3 minutes left. I can just make a few final comments. I don't know if anyone would like to make some other contributions. We just have item 5 on our agenda. Let me read what Eric Iriarte has written here. I hope, Eric, next time you can have a phone available or the mic working properly so that I don't have to read so much. So following this issue, a TLD is not a property, but the contract over the TLD may exercise or may imply property. So the contract perhaps allows you to do something. Perhaps it allows you to transfer it or to rent it. Is that what you mean? Would that be possible, following this line of reasoning?
Yes.
Okay. So my suggestion is the following. This is an interesting point of discussion. This,
I'm sorry, was that a question for me?
It is a good point for discussion that can allow us to get our minds ready for all this new scenario about the property rights. It's 7:58 p.m., and if nobody else has any other comments, I would like to end this call. I would like to thank everyone participating in this call, as well as interpreters, for their excellent work. And I would also like to make a request. I will ask the staff to carry out just one last survey among ourselves, or a doodle, perhaps, to see what would be the best day of the week for us to have the meeting, so that we don't have to keep on changing the day. So we will have one fixed day a month to get all together here in a call. Perhaps it shouldn't be at 4 o'clock in the morning of a Monday, but I will ask you to fill in that doodle so that we can agree on a day during the month that will enable us to get all together and have a discussion. So with that, I wish you a very nice weekend, and we'll meet again in our next meeting. Anyway, we can communicate over email and on the wiki that will still be open for comments. Thank you and goodbye. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Sergio. Thank you to the interpreters.
This conference has exceeded the time limit for a single participant call. You will now be disconnected. Goodbye.